Journey to a New You, Realistic Tips and Advice for Losing Weight. Before we begin, here is a notice and disclaimer. No part of this report should be taken as medical advice. You are strongly encouraged to seek the advice of a qualified, licensed, and competent medical doctor before starting any exercise routine or diet change. Okay, before we begin, there's one thing you need to know. Before you begin any diet or exercise program, always consult your family doctor or qualified, licensed, and competent physician. You may also want to consult with a qualified, licensed, and competent nutritionist as well. Do not assume, since you are feeling okay, that it's really okay to begin a new routine. This information in the report is created just for you to help you achieve your weight loss goals. You can succeed at this, but it is up to you to make it happen. Tell yourself every day that you can do this. If it takes it, stand in the mirror and say, I can do this. I am willing to make the sacrifice to make this happen. Make a personal commitment to taking action. You have what it takes to make it succeed. You just have to believe in yourself. Here's some quotes that I found to help you. Always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any one thing. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goals. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. Think about that one. Anything in life worth having is worth working for, no matter what it is, whether it's finances, whether it's your personal life, whether it is a diet and exercise change. If it's worth having, it's worth working for. Obstacles are those frightful things you can see when you take your eyes off the goal. What the mind of a man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather than a lack of will. Think about that statement for a second. If you have the willpower to succeed, you are well ahead of the game. It is the lack of that willpower that can keep you from your goals. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Your journey is very important. And I want to say this. Just because if you think by eating less and exercising that you're going to lose 100 pounds over the next week, I'm sorry, that's just not realistic. And you're setting yourself up for major disappointment. It is not reasonable to think that you're going to lose a bunch of weight and keep it off within a short amount of time. What we're going to adopt is the idea on 1 pound at a time. We're going to take 1 pound at a time, 1 day at a time. And we're going to use that in our journey to that new you. So why do you want to lose weight? Does your spouse want you to? Do your kids want you to lose weight? Is the doctor telling you have to lose weight? Or perhaps your friends, are they bugging you about, hey John, I noticed you've gained about 50 pounds in the last 2 weeks. You know, are they the ones telling you to lose weight? Remember, it's not these people in your life that you're going to lose weight. They're not the reason you're going to. The reason you're going to lose weight is you. You're going to have to want to lose the weight. It begins with that personal commitment to your weight loss. this journey requires a life change. It requires you to have a 100% commitment to making that change. And it's not going to be hard, too hard for you. And then again, it's not going to be the easiest thing in the world you've ever done. But you've got to make that commitment to that life change. And remember, the whole theme throughout this is taking your first step and keeping those steps small. Focusing on 1 pound at a time. So are you committed to the journey? Are you ready for that new you? Is that a yes I hear in the background? That's great. What you've just done is taking your very first step towards a healthier, better you. Along your journey, you're going to have several challenges. For example, setting goals. At first, we're going to stick with small baby step goals, 1 pound at a time. Another challenge you're going to face is you're going to find that, and I'm sure you already know this, there are many, many different diet plans out there. Some of them good, some of them not so good. So that's our next challenge, is finding something that fits you. The other thing, exercise. And quit groaning, because you're going to have to do it, assuming that your doctor clears you to do this. You're going to have to take the time and effort to actually exercise. Just doing your diet change is not going to do it. You've got to do the exercise routine with that. One of your challenges is staying motivated, and that can be a very big challenge. But I'm going to show you some ways that you can do that. So our first challenge, setting realistic goals. Lose 10 pounds in 10 days. Hey, lose 20 pounds in a week. Lose 100 pounds just by drinking prune juice. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen all those ads, all promising to help you lose weight instantly. And, you know, while some of them may work, many don't. You can lose your weight pretty quick. But the thing is, many times that weight is not going to stay off. It's going to be, you know, water weight. And it will return. So how are we going to do this? Remember, start with small, simple goals. 1 pound at a time. That is our immediate goal. You start with 1 pound, then another, and another, and another, and pretty soon the weight will come off. But you cannot expect realistically to lose a bunch of weight and keep it off in a short amount of time. Let me rephrase that. Yes, you can, but that's probably going to require surgery, and that's probably something that you don't want to do. So in our plan, we are going to 1 pound at a time, small goals, one step at a time. Once you're making your small, you're achieving your small goals, then let's move and start setting larger goals. Say, for example, I want to lose 5 pounds in this next month. That may not seem like a lot, but if you think about it, 5 pounds a month over a year is 60 pounds. 60 pounds that you can get rid of within a year. That's a lot of weight. And you can do it. Remember, though, keep your goal both realistic and achievable. Next thing we're going to talk about is don't deprive yourself. You cannot just stop eating. Drastically changing your diet like that, by stopping eating or skipping meals can lead to serious consequences. It can put you in the hospital. Worse off, it could lead to death. So we don't want to do that. We want to continue to feed our body and make slow changes. For example, cut back slowly, a little at a time. Instead of 3 spoonfuls of something, cut back to 2 and try that for a while. Don't just cut out all of a particular food completely. We don't want to send our body into shock. And again, what's our theme? Small steps. Scales. I can tell you that scales will get you in trouble. How many times have you stepped onto a scale and been depressed? I'm sure a bunch. For example, so let's say, suppose you're dieting and exercising, and in your exercise routine, let's say you're building more muscle. You go and step on the scale, and you notice instead of losing weight, you've gained weight. Well, according to the scale, yes, you've gained weight. But realistically, is that the muscle that you've built up actually weighs more than fat does. So that can give you, if you're just going by scales, can give you a false impression about how well you're actually doing. So what I want you to do is get rid of your scales. Do not worry about them. How you're going to tell you're feeling well is, are your clothes fitting looser? Are they falling off? Do you feel better? Do you have more energy? Great. You don't need the scales to tell you that. So let's get rid of those scales. Okay. Changing your diet. Changing your diet does not have to be drastic. One way to start changing your diet is simply cutting down on what you eat. You can still eat what you've been eating. Just cut back. Remember, we're going for 1 pound at a time. So small baby steps. Let's quickly talk about junk food. Junk food is one of the major contributors to our weight problem. They are filled with empty, useless calories that do our bodies no good. Yes, they may taste great. That burger and fry and shake or whatever may taste great, but that's not really doing you a lot of good. Okay. Creating a plan for that new you and your lifestyle. As I already said, there is a lot of information out there on diets and nutrition and exercise. Some of it good, some of it not so good. So how in the world are we going to be able to figure out which one's the best for us? Because there is not one plan that fits everyone's lifestyle. We are all different. We all have different needs. We all have different wants. So what we need to do is look at a variety of different nutrition plans, exercise plans, pick and choose the good out of everyone, and then create our own. Some examples are the South Beach Diet, southbeachdiet.com. That's one example of a plan, diet plan, nutrition. LA Weight Loss Centers, they're becoming more popular. There may or may not be one around you, but you can go online at laweightlosscenters.com and get some more information on that. The Atkins Diet. I'm sure that you've probably heard the Atkins Diet. You can go to Atkins.com and get more information on their diet plan. Jenny Craig, one of the popular plans that they have their own food and they have their own plans. Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers is probably the most well-known out of all the diet nutrition plans. Of course, they have their own food line, and they do points. You may want to check out WeightWatchers.com and find out information from them. Nutrisystem is another popular diet nutrition plan. One that you may not be as familiar with, the Mayo Clinic diet. There is a good resource at the Mayo Clinic themselves, mayoclinic.com. And finally, on this page we have the Sonoma diet. Others that you may not be aware of, the Subway diet. You can do what Jared does. Check out subway.com and see what they have to say about his diet nutrition menu. And there are others. Walking.about.com also has some information on the Subway diet. And the dietchannel.com has information on it. Another one's called the Zone diet at zoneliving.com. Check and see what that's all about. And believe it or not, Good Housekeeping has a diet plan at goodhousekeeping.com/health/diet. And one that I ran across recently was called the Shifting Calories Diet, or Shifting Calories Method at www.fatloss4idiots.com. It's an interesting way of looking at things that you may want to check out. Now, what you can do with all these plans is gather the information. And as you're gathering, what you want to look for is information that makes sense to you and your lifestyle. You know, if you have a plan that's telling you to do these 300 different things and you don't have time for it, it doesn't really make sense to you or to your lifestyle. Look for ideas or plans that offer you ideas not only to help you lose the weight, but also includes ideas on how to maintain that weight loss. Diet and exercise plans are really useless in this. They give you a way to actually maintain that weight loss that you've managed to achieve. And finally, make sure that the plan provides you with the nutrients your body needs. Believe it or not, there are some plans out there that don't really care about the nutrients themselves. They just want to see you lose the weight really quick and think it's the best weight plan, you know, the weight loss plan on the planet. So make sure that your plan, whatever you're looking at, and the ones that you're looking at, that they meet your nutritional need. Now, once you've gathered all information, take all these plans, go see your doctor. Share them with your doctor. Even include a nutritionist if you have one. Get their input and see what they think about the plan and ideas that you have. Because together, between the two of you, you can come up with a plan that fits you, that fits your needs and your lifestyle. And plus, to make sure that the plan is not dangerous to your health, obviously. So, take those plans, get some ideas, come up with your own. Water. Water, the elixir of life. You can go quite a long time without eating anything. What you cannot go a long time without is water. And no matter what plan you come up with, the main ingredient in most of them will be telling you to drink water. Drink lots and lots of water. Water has a lot of advantages. You know, it helps flush your system of toxins. It helps regulate your body temperature. It helps carry different nutrients and oxygen to the cells of inside your system. It is essential to life, period. You have got to drink more water. But how much water is enough? I'm sure we have all heard that you're supposed to drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. or 64 ounces a day. Well, that's a baseline. That doesn't fit everybody's lifestyle. It doesn't fit everybody's situation. So again, talk to your doctor about this. How much water, ask him or her how much water you need to be drinking. And I can always hear this, but I hate water. I hate drinking water. I can't stand the taste of water, even though water supposedly is tasteless. Try this instead. If you truly do not like the taste of plain water, add a lemon slice or orange slice in the water. You know, water doesn't have to be boring. You can flavor it without making it bad for you. You know, adding the lemon or orange slice perhaps may give you some extra nutrients that you may not be getting. Again, talk to your doctor about it. See what he or she says. Okay. And now you must exercise. You can lose weight by just changing your diet. That is true. But in order to help you shape up or tone up the areas that you may be losing weight in that are no longer tone, you need to add some exercise to your routine. You know, aerobics or yoga, stretching, jogging, running. The exercise is good for helping maintain that weight loss and for toning your body. And again, kind of a warning, please see your doctor first. Make sure that you are fit to exercise and to help you come up with a plan that fits you, fits your lifestyle. Again, exercise doesn't have to be torture. You don't have to do a full 5 days a week, 5 hours a day exercise plan. Start with walking around the block. Exercise is good. It is good for you. Again, start slow. As I just said, start walking around the block. Increase your distance over time. You don't have to do a full-blown marathon from the beginning. Start just by around the block, and then around 2 blocks, and then around 3 blocks, and then 3 miles, 4 miles, 5 miles, etc., until you get used to it. And if your doctor has cleared you to do more rigorous activities, try cardiovascular exercises to help get that heart pumping. Your heart is key to your survival. Having a healthy heart is going to give you a healthier body. And doing those cardiovascular exercises will help strengthen your heart, will make your heart, which is a muscle, make it stronger. You will have more energy. You will be healthier. So let's get your heart pumping. If you have the financial resources, try joining a fitness center. Like Curves, or even the YMCA, or a local gym. That will give you a wide variety of exercise equipment. And if the fitness center has them, it'll have you give you trainers that'll teach you how to use the equipment and how to set up a routine, so that you're not worrying about, well, am I doing this right? They're there to help you. So if you can afford it, I would suggest, you know, joining one of these places that will help you along your journey. Exercise, yes, it does do a body good. And I'll give you some ideas on different exercises you can do. And by all means, this is not the end-all, be-all list of exercises. These are just ideas that will help you. Example, walking. You know, taking short walks, taking longer walks. Just walking itself is better than nothing. Bicycling. You know, take you, your spouse, friends, kids, take a bike ride. Weight training. Weight training allows you to not only shed the fat, but also build muscle. And as you're building muscle, you actually lose weight faster because The new muscles you build require more nutrients, which in turn burns fat. Running. If your knees and ankles and joints can stand it, run. Aerobics. That's another good way of doing exercise. Nature walks. Goes along with walking, but if you have a nature center around, walk through the nature center. See what you can see with the being in nature with all the birds and the bees and all that. Racquetball. If you really want to get your heart pumping, do a full-blown racquetball with somebody who's 10 times better than you. That will get you moving all over the place. Tennis. Outside. If you love being outside and it's weather's nice, tennis is a great exercise. Pilates. Another form of yoga that will help not only with doing your exercises but with stretching, you know, getting you more limber. Yoga, same thing. And swimming is probably one of the best exercises you can do because it's less stress. You're taking the weight off your muscles and joints and your bones, getting in the water, and you're moving a lot of different areas of your body when you swim. You're using a lot of muscles. You're using different muscles. You're using different joints. You're moving differently. So swimming is a very good exercise for you to do. But remember this. Just do something. Even getting off the couch and going outside and taking a walk is much better than just sitting there and being a couch potato. Do something. Okay, I'll talk to you about targeting. Do not be fooled. The fat in your body will come off whenever and wherever it is going to. You cannot tell your stomach to lose the fat. You cannot tell your triple chin to lose the fat. It's going to come off whenever and wherever it wants to. You cannot target an area to lose fat. Plain and simple. What you can do, you can target areas to tone up. Once you started losing, for example, losing the weight in your stomach, you can use certain exercises and routines to tone up your stomach, to increase the muscle in your stomach. But you cannot lose weight specifically in a specific area. Okay, how to avoid exercise boredom. It is going to happen. It happens to everyone. There are going to be days that you just do not want to get up and exercise. There are going to be days that you do not want to go to the gym. It happens. The key, or one of the keys to keep this from happening, is to vary your exercise routine. For example, let's say you normally do your exercises are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday you walk 2 miles, Wednesday you're swimming, Friday you're biking. The following week, change them up. Try swimming first, or try different exercises. The key is to keep changing your routine so that your body doesn't become used to a certain way of doing things, and also to keep you from being bored. Another key, bring a friend. Bringing a friend is a wonderful way to avoid exercise boredom. One, because they're there to help you. They're with you. You can talk with them. They keep you going. Bring a friend. But always remember, when you start to become bored with exercises or even with your diet routine, remember your commitment. Remember why you're doing this. You're doing this for a healthier, more fit you. Speaking of friends, friends in the same situation you are a great asset in your journey to a new you. Not only can they help you, you can help them. They will make your journey, and their journey as well, if they're in the same situation, much easier. You have somebody else that you're accountable to. If, let's say, one day you do not feel like going to work out, but your friends say, hey, yeah, come on, let's go. We got to do this. That is a great way of staying on track. Participation. When you have a group or even just one other friend going with you, it makes it so much easier to participate in things. For example, aerobics. Having somebody else there to look silly while you're doing your aerobics. Having a friend there with you. That is a wonderful way to participate with each other. And also, like I mentioned earlier, it beats boredom. You know, you may not feel like doing it, but your friend is. You know, they're going to keep you motivated. You're going to keep them motivated. So it can help defeat that boredom. One big thing, forgive yourself. Everybody will have days that they either don't want to exercise or don't exercise, or they have an extra cookie or two, or they have that extra piece of cheesecake. You know, it's going to happen. No one is perfect. Do not beat yourself up over a slip up. Realize and admit it that you made a mistake. Say, I know I had that extra piece of cheesecake. It wasn't good, and I know it's wrong, and I am committed to this goal. I am committed to this journey. I will make it happen. So don't beat yourself up over it. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back on your trail. Get back on that journey. Because you're worth it, and you can do it. But do not feel bad that you've had a bad day. It's going to happen. Just don't let it derail you from your journey. On the opposite end, reward yourself. You know, go out, buy an outfit that you've been wanting. Reward yourself for reaching your goals. Reward yourself for reaching your achievements. If you set a goal of 5 pounds, you have lost 5 pounds, go out and celebrate. Reward yourself. Get yourself a new outfit. Get yourself a jewelry or whatever it is that you've set as a reward for achieving your goal. One thing is, just don't overdo it. Do not go out and eat a whole pie because you've lost your 5 pounds. You're just derailing yourself. So reward yourself for your achievements, but just don't overdo it. There are many benefits on this journey to a new you. Obviously, better health. You are going to be less likely to have serious health problems in the future by changing your nutrition, by changing and adding exercise. You're going to start feeling better. You're going to have more energy. And if you have kids, you need all the energy you can get. And you know that. Having a better social life. As sad as it is, you know as well as I do that it is no fun being made fun of because of what you look like. You can change that. And it shouldn't matter. But you can change that if you want to. What truly matters is how you feel. It's not how other people, what they perceive of you. It's how you feel. Another benefit is developing higher self-esteem. When you look better and feel better, you're going to have your self-esteem naturally increase. You're going to have more confidence to do things. So that is a great benefit of it. And finally, less stress and tension. Not only does the exercise help strengthen your heart, but it releases and reduces tension and stress that you build up during the day. And you will feel a lot better about maybe how your day went at work after you go exercise. It won't seem near as bad. So remember that. Less stress and tension, that is a very big benefit. On your journey, here are some key points to keep in mind. You are the key to your own success. Your journey is a lifestyle change. Along that change, to help you with that change, surround yourself with positive, supportive people. Let your spouse know, let your kids know, let your doctor know that you're doing this and that you need their help and their support. Stay positive, even when you hit a plateau. And everybody, it's going to happen. You're going to lose 10, 20, 30 pounds relatively quick. And then all of a sudden, you're going to find yourself that you're either losing very little or maybe even none at all. And you're doing the exact same thing you have been. You're doing the same exercises, same nutrition changes, and all of a sudden, your weight loss stops. Well, don't let that get you discouraged. Stay positive. Change up your routine. Try different exercises. Try shifting your nutrition to eating something else. These little things can help you get over your plateau. Again, don't be hard on yourself if you slip. No one is perfect. And realize you've made a mistake and move on. It's going to happen. Don't skip any meals. Again, this will lead you to worse health. It can lead you to going to the hospital. Try eating smaller meals and snacks throughout the day. But please do not skip any meals. Plan your meals ahead of time. By planning your meals ahead of time, you're going to know what you're having to eat. You're going to go look for things specific to your nutrition and lifestyle change. And one bit of advice when you go out and shop ahead of time for your meals, eat a small snack before you go grocery shopping. If you try shopping while you're hungry, you are more likely to buy food that either you really don't need or junk food that you really, really don't need. And you will tend to buy more food than your plan actually calls for. Avoid buffets when eating out. Buffets are a dieter's nemesis. They scream, "Hey, fill your belly full until you explode." Try at all costs to avoid eating at buffets. If you have really good willpower, buffets are not a bad thing. But if you find that your willpower is zero, you just may want to avoid the restaurant altogether. And finally, just start. Start today. Don't start tomorrow. Don't start next week. Start today. And just start something. First, go talk to your doctor. Then start doing something. Do that first walk around the block. Cut back a little bit with your eating. But just do something. If you've made it this far, so far, and watching all this, congratulations. You are one step ahead of many people out there. You have made a commitment to making this work. Just remember, the journey, your commitment will have good days and bad days. But the destination itself, where you're going to end up at, will be worth every bit of effort. You will look better, you will feel better, and have fewer health problems in the future. And we all know that no one can predict when our time on this earth is up. So why don't we try to live the healthiest and best life we can while we're here. You can do it. I know you can. You are worth it, and you can do it.